Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Everybody, it's Grandpa Bill here. I want to remind you I'm here daily, each and every day. BHL's Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Join us daily, 7 days a week, 365 a year. We talk about all subjects, food for mind, the body, and the soul. Each and every day, we're blessed to be on all platforms where you hear any audio show. You can hear us at our YouTube channel, Bill Holt. 8792, like us, share us, give us the thumbs up, subscribe. We'll see you at the shows. Do join us, continue paying it forward. Peace.
Okay, welcome back and thanks for doing so. And let's learn a little bit more about Hannah. Madonna Hannah. Deep calming breath. Want to read a review directly from dropkickdrama.com. Once again, it's worth reading. This is the subject we'll be talking about this go around when Madonna Beauclair Hannah joins me in studio on Wednesday talking about childhood bullying and bullying overall and bullying in the classroom during her career as a teacher, but isolating her mommy, why are my eyes so big to see the world, to see beyond the sights of others, to look into hearts, to see how true they ring. I read that review earlier in the show from dropkickthedrama.com. Now I want to quickly read another synopsis from www.arpethel.com, direct verbatim, entitled How My Story in the Ethel, in quotation marks, Made Me Famous. At the time when she was 70, she's now 71. So the head title said, at 70, I'm now an internationally known track star, by Madonna Beauclair Hannah. This was back on October 27th of 2023. Verbatim. A few weeks before my mother, Evelyn, passed away from cancer at age 87, she and her husband of 70 years, my father, Harold, 92, watched me on the Today Show. What a bittersweet farewell. The producers of the show found me when my story was published in The Ethel, how I became a track star in my 60s. Since the appearance in July of 2022, my second act career has been on an accelerated fast track. I had been a fashion marketing educator who taught for 32 years. Upon retirement, I became a competitive sprinter who now competes and wins at the state level and at the national senior games. My Ethel story documented my journey from fashionista to track star. Having no prior competitive track experience, on a whim, I entered the 2011 Washington State Senior Games in the 50-meter, 100-meter events. I won. 2 years later, I competed in the National Senior Games competition in the 100-meter by 4x100-meter relay dash, winning a bronze medal. My first coach was my husband, Stephen, a former track coach and sprinter himself. Tragically, after battling 3 bouts of vocal cord cancer, he passed away in 2018. His dying request was that I continue racing. The baton was then passed to coach Marcus Chambers, an Olympic hopeful. I have now won a total of 22 state and 3 national medals and 3 ribbons. I'm getting older and faster. At the time of this writing, at the age of 70, I am now preparing for the 2024 Washington State Senior Games and the 2024 Huntsman World Senior Games in Utah. The road has not been easy. However, in 2014, I was nearing the finish line of a 50-meter race when I heard a loud pop. It was my left Achilles tendon rupturing. After more than 3 years of hard work and rehabilitation and a tendon repair, I returned to competition in 2 gold medals in 2017. What a thrill to be contacted by the Today Show producers after they read about my fast track ascent in the Eiffel. Pardon me. They filmed a sit-down interview at my home, track practice in a lifting workout. A whirlwind filming session of 13 hours at my home in track practice and in a lifting workout was edited down to a 3.5-minute segment that aired on January 23rd on the Martin Luther King Jr. In 2023, in January, on Martin Luther King holiday is when it aired. And then the segment was repeated on June 19th as a Juneteenth special, two great traditional black holidays. It's wonderful. They're holidays for us all, but for sure. And she was on those two Black History Days. It's wonderful. And the choice of air dates was a special honor for herself, of course, being an African-American woman. So since her debut on Today's show that averages an audience of 3.076 million a day or daily, she received kudos and comments from all over the country and the world and lots more media requests. Aside from interviews with various magazines, local TV shows, and podcasts, I accepted sponsorship from Get Set Up, an online community of older adults who want to connect with others and unlock new life experiences. I am the child of parents who endured the Great Depression and oppressive Jim Crow laws. My mother was born and raised in Alabama. She was one of 5 children who lived with 2 parents in a 2-bedroom house on a dirt road with no sidewalks. My father was raised in Missouri, one of 11 siblings who lived with their parents in an apartment with no hot water. Only one room had heat and electricity, and the children's bedroom slept 6 on the bed and 5 on the floor. He enlisted in the Navy, and while stationed in Pensacola Naval Base, he met my mother. In the 1950s, they married and moved to Boston, where my father was a young black man with a white-collar job as an IBM tabulating machine operator. In the early 1970s, he was promoted to vice president at a time when few persons of color would rise in the professional ranks, as he did. My parents persevered and eventually purchased a house in an all-white neighborhood in Randolph, Massachusetts. I attended an elementary school of 400 students where only 2 other colored, in quotation marks, students, as we were called back then, were enrolled. Growing up, I didn't participate in organized sports, although I was very fast chasing neighborhood kids while wearing my black patent leather Mary Jane. Sneakers were not allowed to be worn in school, except during gym class, long before Title IX, 1X9. The high school I attended did not have a girls' track team. While my status as a track star came much later in life, I remember as a young girl dreaming about becoming a star sprinter in the Olympics. I idolized African-American legends Wilmer Rudolph and Wyoming Titus, and who broke records as repeated gold medalists. I also dreamt of a career in the fashion industry. After attending a private retailing institution in 1973, I was recruited to join the Jordan Marsh Department Store's executive training program. To relieve the stress of the job, I decided to take tennis lessons at a local club. There I met my future husband, Stephen Hanna, a youth counselor. Transitioning from his career, inspired by my coach husband, I now call myself a fashionista track star. I train 8 months, 5 days a week, 3 days on the track, and 2 days lifting weights. Throughout the previous decades, I didn't even work out. I learned from the experts on my fitness team that it is essential for older women to incorporate strength training along with grueling track workouts. Quick interjection, workouts for geriatrics, one of the main reasons I reached out to her last year when she was on my show in late August. Continuing verbatim from the AARPEFL.com article. Sprinting is now my life and my lifestyle, and I've increased my strength and endurance along with my balance and flexibility. My future goals include breaking state and national and world records at my age category, which is 70 and older. My diet has also changed. I can't remember the last time I enjoyed eating fried chicken. My daily diet is now the following. Breakfast is an omelet, cottage cheese with blueberries, and a bowl of cereal. Lunch consists of a fruit smoothie and a leafy green salad. Dinner is baked chicken or salmon, always with vegetables. I rarely eat sweets, though sometimes I will sneak in a decadent dessert such as toasted marshmallow butterscotch pie. Since adopting my new diet and vigorous fitness training at the age of 70, I'm in the best shape of my entire life. And yes, this fashionista does compete in very cool clothes by designs like Adidas, Nike, and DKNY. I pinch myself and have become a National Senior Games track star, though I know that diligence, hard work, and persistence went into making a childhood dream come true. I learned from my parents, Harold and Evelyn, who persevered through bigotry and never gave up. I will always work my hardest and aim for the top. Have any of you taken up a sport later in life? And that's, you know, the AARP asking folks. So a tiny bit more about the author, Madonna Madonna Beauclair Hanna is a motivational speaker, amateur competitive sprinter, actress, and retired award-winning educator. Her children's book, which we'll talk about in the interview on March 2nd when she joins me, Mommy, Why Are My Eyes So Big?, received the 2003 Outstanding Author Award from the Washington Organization for Reading and Development. Madonna contributed to the Best Advice Ever for Teachers, McMeel, MCMEEL Publishing, and Teachers with the Courage to Give, authored by Jackie Waldman. She'll expand upon all of those when she comes on my show. Once again, Mommy, Why Are My Eyes So Big? By Madonna Beauclair Hanna, illustrator Christina Hashimoto. It's my great honor on March 6th to welcome her back. And as y'all can see, with that multi-diversified career, thus was it warranted getting in a couple of prelude shows. Because when she gets here, I'm going to bypass reading her bio on air. because of these prelude shows, and I'll reference those in the description of that show, because we'll have her for about 45 minutes, and I want her to come right on board and talk about the book and childhood bullying. So that's what we'll do in the upcoming show. That's the end of this overview for today, and we'll see you all on the upcoming show on March 6th. We'll be right back in 10 seconds for the last part of this show and close it out for today. We'll be right back. Okay, deep calming breath, and thanks for being there. And here we go quickly. Those of you that may be familiar, your degree of familiarity, you're new, whatever, please do let us know that at the show, at the message board as well. In the original meeting show last year, somewhere around August, it was in the middle of the summer, late summer, we pretty much, Madonna and I, talked about her wonderful racing career, amazing story, and I did a release of that original show again on YouTube and on my social media. That's out and about again. For those of you that may not have had the opportunity to hear that archival show. And then, as I say, I just did a prelude show the other day, starting to talk again about overviewing her racing career, and then briefly in that other prelude show, talking about her accolades within writing. She was an award-winning teacher. She started out as a fashion, in the fashion industry here in New England. And I believe it was Filene's. I always get it backwards. She'll laugh and correct me. It was either Filene's or Jordan Martian. That's in her bio. That's my memory. But it was a fascinating life story. And then we found out, sidebar, that she grew up in Stoughton, Mass. It's a small world sometimes. My sister, one of my sisters has lived there. She's not from there, born and bred, my sister. But she raised her family there and has lived there. Oh, my goodness. Since the very early 60s, for sure, and it might have even been 1960, so the better part of 22, 24 years, my sister. Small world sometimes. I'm not sure if their paths ever crossed or anything like that, but just a small world sometimes. And we did know, Madonna and I, that we both had, New England roots. Obviously, myself residing in Maine, and I did know she was from Greater Boston. I didn't realize it was Stoughton, so just a little extra flavor to that. It's definitely a small world sometimes, for as big as it is. So, segueing into here, an overview she sent me in the interim of her visit with me last year. I think it was upon the release of her Mommy, Why Are My Eyes So Big book by herself, Madonna Beauclair Hannah, and she had an illustrator, Christina Hashimoto, and they both did an excellent job as author and illustrator, if you're not familiar with the book. And I'm going to go to a little online recap here from another source, and you can find this at Drop Kick the Drama, all one word, dropkickthedrama.com. And when you get there to do so, I'll put this link in the description of the show as well. But one more time, all one word, lowercase, dropkickthedrama.com, verbatim, her book there, and the said review. And the book is priced at $10 when you get there to do so. She has 7 reviews there at that website. Here's the description that accompanies, you know, the promotion of the book there. Verbatim, Mommy, quotation marks, why are my eyes so big? To see the world, to see beyond the sights of others, to look into hearts, to see how true they ring. End of quotation marks. In this poetic dialogue between mother and child, author Madonna Hannah addresses children's concerns about the differences they perceive in themselves and others. With clarity and compassionate insight, the wise mother teaches her child to embrace the strength and beauty that each human difference imparts. Besides questioning about big eyes, the book addresses feet, hands, arm length, broad shoulders, skin color, blindness, Down syndrome, and looking different from others. Madonna earned the 2003 Washington, as in the state, Organization for Reading Development Outstanding Author. She also received a Milliken Family Foundation Festival for Youth Community Service Grant for an anti-teasing and bullying. Let me say that again, my bad. She also received a Milliken Family Foundation Festival for Youth Community Service Grant for an anti-teasing and bullying character building project, quotation fingers here in the studio, Beautiful Differences, which is based on this book and the author's first book, Fashion Show. I'm struggling here. Let me repeat that. My bad. Fashion Show. It is a guide to successful fundraising fashion shows by Madonna Hannah. And we'll have her, you know, highlight that as well when she gets here to do so. The book is perfect baby shower, Mother's Day, Teacher's Appreciation Day, birthday, grandmother's birthday, or holiday gift. Age appropriate for elementary and middle school. That write-up is indeed, one more time, from Dropkick the Drama, verbatim. And a deep calming breath here. We'll wrap this up in about 7 to 10 minutes. So the other categories, and again, it'll encompass more than one show. So, you know, there's a method to the old man's madness. She has to come back. I tease my friend Madonna. She'll be back, you know, contingent on her very busy schedule. So whatever, I believe we're definitely going to talk about the book, the play, and bullying in school. And, you know, however much of that we get into the 45-minute session, to be continued if need be. And then we'd love to have her back and revisit the running and all her accolades in the senior games and listen her to, seriously, her fashion career when it was, her, what am I leaving out? Her continuing acting, her continuing authoring. I think she has aspirations for more books and so forth. So it's a fascinating career, it's a fascinating individual, and it plays so much to all the things we talk about at many of my shows, but the workouts for geriatrics. And, you know, she's 73, she's 71. She'll slap me for that. She's 71, I'm 70. It's semantics. And I tease her that, you know, I'll be the baby in the crowd. And she was born in 1953. I was born in 1954. My point on that is we're geriatrics, and we both have been for a while. And she's doing amazing things. You know, she didn't start running of any way, shape, form, or manner until she was 57 years old. And God bless and God rest her husband's soul. We'll talk about him. I, of course, didn't have the pleasure of meeting him, but he's in my heart from what she tells me. He's a good man, and he's in heaven, no doubt, no doubt. And a fascinating story with how he was behind her and encouraged her to do it, and her trainer, and she'll refresh my memory on his name, fascinating gentleman, and they're doing great things together. And she doesn't just want to compete, she wants to set records. And you know what? She will. It's an inspiration to all of us at any age, and it's an inspiration for our age bracket and for all of those that perceive, you know, you get to a certain age or something that you necessarily are done, or it's time to go out to pasture and all of that. Not in each and every instance. That's also what we talk about. Food for the mind, the body, and the soul, as in sustenance, good clean water, fighting toxicities, and fighting social injustice, much like bullying in any place. Most assuredly, the classroom. And she knows from where she speaks. She was a retired teacher and an award-winning teacher as well. So lots and lots to talk about this show and many, many more shows. And I'm blessed to have met her in the first place. I'm blessed to have her back. And we're all best blessed with what she's given to all of us.
So that's another quick overview. I wanted to make sure I get it in because I would have to talk 30 minutes to introduce her. I kid my friend, Madonna. Madonna Hannah. We'll see you all at taping on March the 6th. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. And do check out those archival shows. It's a fascinating segment to have full appreciation. And, of course, check out her website, which is referenced in the archives, and you can all find it on the World Wide Web. And she has many YouTube videos and so forth on the World Wide Web as well. My last archival show, I put most of those links there. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Continue to pay it forward. We'll see you in the next episode. Make it a safe and peaceful day. God bless everybody. Peace, everybody.